Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine being woken up by the loudest American voices.
Ew.
I know.
Is that the Airbnb next door to you?
Yeah.
Oh God, what are they?
Like, I shouldn't be able to hear your conversation word for word. It just shouldn't be a thing that I'm able to hear when you're inside, you know? Not everything has to be foghorn voice.
Yeah. Was this morning?
This is this morning, yeah. I was like, oh my God. Oh, last night they got in at 3 a.m. They were fucking banging around. Every press, every fucking everything, slamming doors, doing whatever. This is worse than that, like, group of lads. Do you remember that fucking weird group of lads that had, like, nocturnal abilities? It was so strange.
Were they, it turned out to be, like,
Rappers entourage. It was absolutely bonkers. I was like, how are you in Castle Knock of all places?
Borna Boys or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, unpopular opinion, I'm glad of it, because Carla, we were supposed to record at 9:30 and she was still fucking asleep. And you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm a very tired Carla.
She's very tired. You've got the fucking social calendar that could
I know.
Kim Kardashian a run for its money. Like,
I know. And it's all the time, lads. This is my December now. Fuck my fucking life. The past 3 months have been insane.
Like,
I know.
It's very irritating for me.
It's very irritating. It's honestly, it's super difficult.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
It's really hard. Having friends is really difficult.
So difficult for me. I have so many different groups and I have to, like, be with them all.
It's
like,
really,
fuck.
It's tough, okay?
Fuck.
I did not sign up for this.
Oh. This episode is accidentally about stinginess. It was supposed to be about something else.
Yeah. But I saw the most out-of-pocket, insane comment. Insane comment on TikTok. And it just spurred this. I have to. Because we did a stinginess episode. If you guys like this episode, don't worry. We did 4 stinginess episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Back in December 2020, because there was so much that people wrote in about. Like, there was just an insane amount of stingy stories, especially living in Ireland, where it's like you would... Anyway, the stuff that people have done is just absolutely insane.
Before you get into it, I just want to address something from last week's episode, because I told... We had a lovely girl. We were obviously talking about the Dublin riots and stuff like that, and we got a DM from a lovely girl who was just basically saying... maybe that wasn't the right language to use, so I just want to quickly apologise. It was just kind of a flippant comment on my behalf. You know them rumours, like the fucking WhatsApp that was going around in the lockdown.
The army
lads,
WhatsApp.
Lads. One of the lads, the dads in the army, and he said 600 hours tomorrow. One of them. So obviously I made the comment about the busload of unvetted people getting off at, like, East Wall, and there was a lot of confusion about that. She sent me an article. And we love feedback from genuine sources who just want to kind of, you know, help us out a little bit. Because we have said before, we do not do the research, you know. If you're not, you're looking for proper research, you don't fucking come to us. But it made a good point. It was from the journal, and I was like, oh shit, yeah, that was my... It was just a story that I heard. It was my own ignorance coming into play. So I just said it flippantly, which I probably shouldn't on a big fucking platform. But basically, it was just explaining the difference between unvetted people. Anybody coming into the country is checked on the SIS2 system. It's basically, it's a European database for any wanted, missing,
all those kinds of people. Anybody who comes into the country is photographed, fingerprinted, all that sort of stuff. And it made a good point that, like, most jobs don't actually require vetting. It's only if you're, like, looking after vulnerable people, like, you know, mm-hmm. HSE, creche workers, that, like, teachers, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of probably the wrong terminology, but obviously the far right are absolutely riding the shit out of the lads.
Oh god, so the stuff that they're saying, and some of the videos I've seen over the past month, and I'm like, oh, you're an immigration expert, are you? This makeup artist, do you know what I mean? It's always fucking makeup artists and personal trainers, lads. Kill me.
I look, I won't say any more about it. We're not going to get back into it, but I did want to address it because she pointed it out, and it was a very good point. So there you go. What was the TikTok that you saw that spurred on this stinginess episode anyway?
Back to stinginess, huh?
Back to stinginess.
Sorry, before we get on to stinginess, speaking of stinginess, free now. What are you at? What are you fucking at? Don't get me excited like that.
Well, it was, yeah, that was, well, you would have probably found out anyway.
Oh, it went around every, like, you were the first, and then it went around every fucking WhatsApp group. Like, they were, like, my phone was pinging, and everybody was like, oh, it's working, oh, it's not working, you know.
I know, but I, to be fair, like, it was going around my office. The first one didn't work for me. I think it was Snowman, but that was misinformation. It was actually Snowflake. And then it was Eggnog. It was the promo code you had to put into the Free Now app, which, if you're not from around here, it's a taxi app. Basically, like, you know,
Uber, just, whatever.
You book your taxi on the app. And then it applied, the one that I got, it applied 10 €20 vouchers.
And I was like, I'm cruising, I'm going everywhere in a taxi.
Go fucking everywhere. She's like, the taxi's on me, lads. And I was like to Carla, I was like, they're definitely going to cop onto this, and they're going, because it was only a select few, and I would imagine it's people that use it all the time, probably got the notification. Yeah. Here, solve this riddle. If you get the thing, here's your vouchers or whatever. But then, obviously, the people who got it were like, yeah, put this into your promo codes. And it spread like fucking wildfire. Also, another thing, it's such a fucking weird name for a taxi company. Like, why did they ever change it?
It was Halo.
Why?
Halo had so many issues. Do you not remember?
No.
Oh my God. Halo had, like, the most outright. Like, to be honest, Free Now is a load of pox as well, but Halo had so many issues. You could never, like, so many glitches in the app, so many, it was so hard to get a cab off them. It was just, honestly, Halo was a nightmare. So then they rebranded everything to Free Now, put a shit, like, their marketing budget is delish. Like, they really did the do.
But it's a, do you not think it's a fucking stupid name, though? It's very misleading. It's like the Lewis is free, kind of. Free Now, I just don't. It's a very
No, but
weird...
it's like, are you free now? That's the play.
Well, I, it's a,
and it's
doesn't
like,
translate.
I'm free now to give you a lift. Fuck. I don't know. It is. It's a strange, like, it's strange, but I suppose you can't really be like, taxi cab. Fake taxi.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, true. I just feel like there's definitely better names. If you have any suggestions, send them to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, actually.
I love coming up with a name for something.
Really?
Do you remember the names you came up with? Up with for Amy's podcast.
Oh my god, that was actually
and our
that
listeners
was great.
Submitted them.
They submitted a ton of names.
They were great. It's about horses.
Horsing around. Oh.
Yeah. Still waiting on that launch.
I was about to say, we're still waiting on that launch. Jen's good many years of training went really far.
Yeah. Oh. She has the equipment. Look, she's halfway there. Just following through now.
Yeah. Something else that I did this week that I didn't even realise, but then Tom tweeted it and I thought Jen would really enjoy it, is that I called Chemist Warehouse my chemical warehouse.
Yeah.
I don't know what is wrong with me lately.
Look.
I was in my ska era that day.
It was a bit iconic.
It was one of the... My chemical warehouse. So apologies. Big shout out to... Chemist Warehouse. I am not saying that you sell chemicals, that you are a warehouse full of chemicals, okay? She slipped out. So can you give me a lift?
She's drinking a lot lately, lads. That's the problem. It's the social calendar.
Yeah, I was about to say, drinking a lot. I've drunk twice this week.
There's been many
effects,
Carla.
The hangovers are not worth it.
No, I was going to say.
Not
worth it. It's affected you a lot.
It really has. It's fucked up my whole circadian rhythm.
It really has.
So the comment was on a video from TikTok. And when I mean, I I nearly died when I saw this comment, and I'm raging I didn't save the TikTok. I really should have. But there was a comment on a TikTok, and the TikTok was essentially talking about this girl had issues with her boyfriend not paying for something, or there was something that he refused to pay for or whatever. And it was like, because as me and Jen have said a million times before, there was nothing funnier than seeing men on Andrew Tate posts calling women gold diggers. Where's the gold?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the gold?
Where is it?
Where's the gold?
You work in... No, I don't want to name a place because I don't want to be offensive to anybody who works in those places. But like, you have an average job.
You have a below average income.
Yeah. You work in retail.
You work and you're house sharing with 8 other lads.
Yeah.
Where's the gold?
It's hilarious.
Where is the gold?
It's pointless.
Wants a housewife, but doesn't understand that a housewife therefore wouldn't have income.
Yeah.
Doesn't really understand how that one works either. Anyway, we'd be here all day talking about it. It's truly just something fucking incredible to me.
Yeah.
And it's always the same. Always the same. It's like Kiki Palmer's bloke again. That time that he was like, no bird should be doing X, Y, and Z. You can shut the fuck up until you start paying your own way. How about that one?
I feel like if you were to like see a visual of what actually goes on in a man like that's head, you just like look at him and there'd be rainbows coming out of his ears. Because they're just such ideologists, aren't they?
It's like, just say you believe that women should be second class citizens. Just say that. Like,
yeah.
And for just no other reason than your own insecurity and your own incompetence. Because it's never, again, it's never somebody who's like really, you know, really well off, or really mentally stable, or really like, you know, would pass any of those kind of, you know, those tests to make sure that you're like 100% like concrete, you know, that kind of, like for the fucking, you know, for like the Navy and all that shite. Like, it's never fucking.
Your own vet.
Yeah, your own vet. Like, you're never sound of mind, are you? Like, you're never 100% there.
Like, I'm just a cheeky fucker.
I'm a plain cheeky fucker, and the women should be in the kitchen. Oh, I said it. Oh, I can't believe it, but I fucking said it.
Unpopular opinion. Women should be in the kitchen. Look, I'm egging you on. I'm a cheeky fucker.
Listen, you can wear what you want, but don't leave me bedroom.
Don't mind me.
I'll be saying things, girls. I'll be saying things, right? Your skirt's lovely. Your legs are nicer. Wow!
Oh, stop. Fucking hell.
Anyway, these cheeky fuckers are out there in the world. So the comment that set me off and sent me wild was, my ex blasted gold digger on his phone when I told him he needed to start paying half the rent. He had been living with me free for a year.
Like, who's the gold digger here?
I love it. Like, imagine just the audacity. Like, and I can see it in my head. You know, that kind of way. Like, I can see that conversation.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the outrage, as if to be like, you mean to tell me that women will do anything for money, sitting in a house paid for.
Yeah, I know. It's such an am I the asshole thing. Like, yeah. I'm sure he went straight on to am I the asshole just to
furious justify like
himself. Like, yeah,
like, furiously typing.
You would never. A woman would never like turn around and blast bills by fucking Destiny's Child.
That's a good one. I'm gonna
imagine.
Do that.
Imagine.
Get it, bill,
the fucking
bill.
Gold digger. Like, it's just. Or scrubs or something like that. Don't
you mean? Yeah, no, scrubs be a good one.
Oh, it's just men are fucking chaotic.
They're so mad. They're so mad. So we reached out to you guys because I just was like, we haven't actually done stinginess in 3 years, and also it's such a fucking hot topic, and the amount of stingy things that can happen in 3 years.
I was about to say it's an evergreen topic. Like, it's no,
there's so much that could go on.
So you put out a box. We had a few DMs. I see you submitted into the box as well.
Yeah.
I want some context on this.
Yeah.
Being asked for the quid for a can of DC. What's DC?
Diet Coke.
Oh.
I've said this before, have I not?
No.
Oh my God. Particularly in the UK, lads. This used to be a thing.
What do you
like,
mean?
With some of the people that I'd work with. They'd be like, going to the shop, do you want anything? I'd be like, ah, yeah, get me a can of Diet Coke. 89p.
Yeah.
89 pence. And they'd fully stand there waiting for the quid. Like, and I'd be like, okay, mm-hmm. sure. Like, no worries. It still shocks me. Normally I just go to the shop. Like, and it happens all the time. I'd be like, go to the shop. Does anybody want anything? You'd be like, unless they're getting like a mocha chocolate. Do you know what I mean? Unless they're getting fucking
like
whatever.
A proper, yeah, €8 Starbucks.
That to me is bonkers. To me is kind of bonkers behavior. And I know it's like, oh, if you're asking for a Diet Coke every day, then all of a sudden it's... But that wasn't it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
I feel like it's acceptable. Like, I feel like the protocol is, if you offer to get something in the shop, this is the way it goes. Do you want something in the shop? I'd actually order a Diet Coke. Grand. I'll get that for you. I'll hit you up on the way back or I'll get you again.
Get you again.
Right, so they go to get the Diet Coke to give it to you, and then there's a full on brawl trying to give this person their money, and they're like, yeah, you can get me again, or yeah, you can get me one the next time, or no, it's fine. Like, that's the general how it's supposed to go. No,
that's the consensus. But this is what I mean. Again, I'm not expecting cans of Diet Coke to arrive on my desk at all times.
You're not asking for a tray.
Yeah, like, exactly. I'm not asking for a 24 pack day in fucking Tesco. €10 at the moment, by the way. It's on the
prices.
It's on the €10 deals, and Dunnes have matched.
They have. I've seen them. I've seen them going from their fucking €18.
€18 though. Cheeky fuckers.
Cheeky fucker. It's still less than €1 a can, but it's just like when they're buying it all in the one go, it's like, are you?
No.
I'm thinking about going back to 2 liter bottles.
Oh no, they're filthy. I got it because you can get the cans of, you can get the 2 liters of the Diet Coke no caffeine. So I have them after 6 because I don't sleep otherwise.
No, I don't.
I'm very sensitive to caffeine. So and they're muck. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Disgusting. Well, it was fucking
warriors. So that again. Just mad. The standing around for the quid.
Yeah.
It was a shocker to me.
Yeah, I know.
I think particularly because I'd been to the shop so many times also, and just, you know.
You just don't.
It's not as if I was like, everybody give me a list. There was like 24 people here and I'm buying 24 cans of Coke. Therefore, you were like, you're averaging out at like £25 there or whatever the fuck it is. It wasn't that. It was like there was 3 of us there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was the only one who asked for something. That's kind of, yeah, it's a bit of a shocker.
Like, if you can't afford to just, like, get it on tick or, like, get something for somebody on tick, don't offer. That's just as simple as it is. Like, you don't say you want something in the shop. You just don't say it.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm popping down the shop. If somebody asks you, somebody has the odd, this is where it comes in. Somebody says, oh, will you grab me a can of Diet Coke? That's when it's acceptable to stand there for the quid.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It's the context.
Context is everything, lads. It's absolutely everything. And I'm not, like, we're not penalising anybody for not having the 89p. Do you know what I mean? It's the context and it's the social situations. Somebody, the first one in the box here says, other half-sister charged us for Christmas dinner. They were too stunned to speak.
Now, okay, I have done Christmas dinner 3 years in a row now.
Right? Hopefully.
But because there's only 4 of us, it's like, we'll pick bits up. Ray will pick the majority of bits up. Do you know what I mean? It's not really a thought. It's not like, I have to go and pay. But I do understand the expense. Like, it costs like fucking
pricey,
mad money. Like, I'm talking to a couple of my friends who host, and they're like, it's costing like nearly £500 to get everybody fed. And I'm like, holy fuck. Because it's like, she's like, they're like, you know, it's not just about having the bits, the bobs and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at this, that is like, it is a massive expense. But then don't host. Don't offer to host. I'm like, you're, don't be like, offer to host. I don't know.
Yeah, like if it was, yeah, I suppose like the context of this would be, I'd like to know, like, is there a group? And it's just like, I tell you what.
Everyone throwing 50 quid.
Exactly,
and
into a kitty and I'll host. You can all come to mine. I have the space or whatever. you know, if that's what it was. But like, if you're inviting people, saying, no, I'm doing Christmas this year now, come over, relax, I'll do the dinner, that's grand, myself and himself are gonna do, you know. And then at the end of it, handing you a check, like, handing you the bill.
Yeah.
A little fucking plate with the thing, with the receipt.
I think it's like, I don't think there's a right or wrong here. Do you know that kind of way? Like, it's a weird one. It's like, but then they're the people who have to do all the cooking. I don't know. Like, personally, I've no idea. I've said it to Tom a million times. When he puts up his hand to cook Christmas dinner, I'm like, don't do it. Like, every time I'm like, for fuck's sake. And every time he's like, I don't mind. And then it's just a really stressful day and I hate it. Every time.
I know.
Because he's like, not going to turn around to my like fucking dad or sister and be like, will you help me out here?
Yeah.
Even though my dad would do anything. Like, he would literally, like, he's like, I'll do X, I'll do Y. But you know, when you're in a kitchen, you're like, you're actually more hindrance. Get the fuck out. Like,
it's so annoying. There's too many chefs, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
See, the older I'm getting, the more I'm like, oh, and I have my own house now. And it's not like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting closer to the time of it being my
Yeah, it's nearly your turn. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fucked, man.
And how many people would it be?
So we generally, since Bobby's been on the planet, we've done like 1 year in me ma's, 1 year in his ma's, and it's generally still our ma's that do Christmas dinner. So his ma, it would be his siblings as well. So like his brother, his sister, her daughter, who's always there. He has kids, but they don't generally join him for Christmas. So like, there's fucking how many is there? And then like, we've the two kids now. Well, we will this Christmas. Do you know what I mean? So there's the four of us. I'm trying to count. So there's nine for his family.
Yeah.
If I was to ever host them, that's including us. And then my sister's four, my four, my ma and dad. There's 10. If it's my side. So. Just like,
it's a lot of people.
It is a
like
lot
it's
of people.
A lot of people to fit. Because I saw this guy on TikTok and he did a full roast for £20, £20. And nice. It was a fabulous roast.
Yeah.
And he like was proper, like he got the stuff and like pimped it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, he really was able, like, he made a delicious gravy the
made
proper
it look
way.
Like a Marks and Spencer's ad.
Yeah, yeah, fully. And I was like, wow. I was like, you really can't. Or, you know that girl, I'm obsessed with her. She's my social star this week. The girl who does the £5 dinners for four.
Oh my
God. She's a maestro. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. The planning and the creativeness, if you will. And it's not even like, oh, these are mad and say, no, they're just very like normal standard
comfort
dinners.
Comfort food as well. It looks really nice.
It's good food. Like, and I know everybody in the comments are like, oh, if you're using Aldi sausages, they're shy quality and blah, 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 whatever else like that. Okay, well, like, cause he lives, babe. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, you've got kids to feed, you've got the household. It's a lot. Like, it's so fucking expensive now to
feeding
have
five
everybody
for under
fed.
Five
for under a fiver, that's
and
deadly.
And you probably have leftovers to heat
and
up.
She always does have leftovers. Yeah. She always is like, oh yeah, I had the rest for my lunch the next day. Mm. I'm like, wow. But so he did this full, everything, the trimmings, everything. He had it all.
I'm gonna Google that.
Yeah, I'll find it. I only liked it last night, and I think I sent it to someone. So yeah. I'll find it and I'll pop it up on the page. But yeah, really, like, I was like, where?
What was the bird of choice or
a chicken?
A chicken,
right. And it was like it wasn't the but even stuff like he did when he got the chicken, he made the stock and he ripped off the legs, put it into the tray like that the chicken was cooking in. Made a proper gravy, like didn't do like a shite gravy, made a proper gravy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it wasn't just kind of one of those things where it was like, and a bit of Bisto now, you know, like, and all that kind of shite. I don't mind a bit of Bisto, but as in it wasn't just like a load of box food.
It was
or,
a gourmet.
Yeah, or a load of box stuffing. He like did his best. Now, it wasn't absolute, like, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it's gourmet. I wouldn't be like, oh, it was really fancy now, but it was a lot better than what I thought you could have done with the limited kind of bits and bobs that he had. So
I'm definitely doing a roast today now.
I know. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I'd love a carvery. I'm thinking I'm gonna go across the way.
Oh, but halfway house.
Halfway
I've
house.
Heard
it's one of the best. It's one of the best. But anyway, so look, I kind of do and don't agree that that's stingy. Like, it's a weird one. It's like, I need to know more about it, and I need to know the attitude as well of it. Or is it just one of those things being like, look, lads, it's too expensive this year. Is there a way that everybody could chip in? Like, I need to know more.
Yeah, what was the arrangement in the first place? That's
it. It shouldn't have been that big of a debate, but anyway, sorry, I need to know more. Here's one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's one that's not a debate.
Okay.
My best friend's fella won't start saving for a house until the 1st of January 2025 because then he'll be, in quotes, 30 and mature. His words. She's paid for the planning, the drawings, the surveys, etc. And all of that has cost around 15 grand. Wild.
Excuse me?
I know. Men will do anything. Mental gymnastics.
That's a fucking red flag. Like, that's... He's not committing. As we've said, a lot can happen in 2-3 years. I think this is something else. I don't think this is a stinginess.
You don't think it's so straight up?
I think
there's something more to it?
Yeah. I think he's like, well, I'm not going to commit to that. Like, just let her off. She'll still have her plans and her thing.
Honestly,
I don't know if this is going to last.
I think men will get away with as much as they can.
I'm not disputing that. cheeky fuckers.
Because I always feel like every single person I know who has gotten a house, right? Every single girl I know who has gotten a house has put more into it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because they want the certain whatever. They're the one, like, I don't know one person where the bloke has put more into it. Now, I know of people that, yeah, like, they didn't have the deposits of their husband or their fucking fella or their whatever.
So jealous of them.
Like, no, and again, whatever, that's a circumstance. But personally, out of all the people that I know that has had a house, the girls have put over time, maybe not instantaneously, but they have put the more plan into it, whether it be, like, because they wanted a certain floor, they wanted, do you know what I mean? Or they wanted a certain they wanted a certain X, they wanted a certain Y. Like, it's never just, like, splits right down the middle, off you go.
Oh no, but what I mean is, like, the fact that there's no compromise there, I'm thinking
so fucking red flaggy.
Like, you would just give in and even, like, save fucking 100 quid a month or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 25 quid a week. Do you know, you would do something.
But I think that's real, like, almost weaponized incompetence, isn't it? Where it's like, she's going to do it anyway because she wants to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
So I don't really have to get involved because I know she's going to go ahead and do it anyway. So it's like, it's taking advantage of, like...
Yeah, like, if she's willing to just go ahead and pay all that money for all that stuff knowing that he's not going to, then it's kind of her fault as well.
Yeah.
But I would be kind of looking a bit deeper into that, to be completely honest. Saz. Somebody here said, my ex demanded 10 cent refund in Nando's when the sugar tax came because he had a Coke Zero.
I would have left the restaurant immediately.
I would have left your man.
Oh, well, yeah. Actually, yeah, that would have been fucking...
Facebook status, single.
Yeah. It's complicated.
It's complicated, yeah. We're working on it.
We're working on it. We're not quite there. In fact, I don't think we ever will be there. Ever again. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Someone said, my friend of 7 years fell out with me over €7. So I saw that come in. I actually messaged and I said, I need the full story because, like, how?
Stop sending us one-liners with no context, yeah, lads. We want the tea.
We want the tea. There's DMs there for the reason. We open the DMs.
In 4 years, never mentioned anybody, any submission's name.
No.
You should know that by now.
You should know that.
Yeah.
So 3-bed house and the Wi-Fi was 45 quid. She chose not to stay in the house for a month and stayed in her home house instead. The Wi-Fi bill came in and she decided she shouldn't pay. I thought she was joking when she put it into the chat, so I replied with laughing faces. Like, usually me and her would get every second takeaway or we'd do rounds for drinks, etc. We're fairly chill. She was also on 10 grand more than me a year. My mom reckons it's because we went on Hinge dates the same day and we had both started seeing the lads, but hers had fizzled out and I am still with my bloke. So the mum thinks it was a little bit of a jealousy factor. It could have been.
Might have been. People have done weirder things.
Wi-Fi was, so it was €7.
You paid the seven quid. Yeah.
Surely you paid the €7, but then if you weren't there for the month, it'd be annoying, but you'd still do it. You know what I mean? It would be.
Yeah, but to keep your place, like, she obviously still paid for rent and everything.
That's what I mean. I'm like, the Wi-Fi didn't stop just because you stopped living here.
Yeah. It was your. Yeah. That's not. It's not a thing. Like, if I still have to pay my mortgage if I go on a 3 month holiday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, when I come back from holidays, the bills are still waiting for me. They're like, hey.
Yeah, it's like,
hey girl, hope you had fun.
Virgin Media aren't like, oh, knock that week off. Like,
sure, Carla's way. Don't worry about that. Don't be charging her.
Somebody's watching her on Instagram. Oh, she's into Kintos again. Yeah. Go on, turn off the clock there. She's not using it. Fuck off, like. It ain't happening. I have somebody here after. I don't know if this is all related, but there's three of them.
Oh, she said as well. Sorry, the €7 came in fresh, hot off the press, sent 3 minutes ago. Sorry, the €7 came from the other housemate paying half of her 15, so it was €7.50.
Worse.
You get me? Worse, yeah.
Yeah, made it worse.
Just yeah. Shockers.
You don't need people like that in your life.
Shockers all round. Also, 45 is very good for Wi-Fi, I feel. My fucking Wi-Fi is 70.
Mine is 85.
It's so expensive.
And then, like, you see the new customers getting, like, this €40 deal.
I know.
For, like, the first 12 months or whatever. And then it goes up to 10,000.
Yeah, it's like, and now that that's done, it's 8 grand. And by the way, there's no other provider that does that house. That's why we're stung.
Yeah, it's a fuck, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I was like, cool, so I'm stung with yous. And it's like, and this year it's going to be €300. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I'd rather use me 5G. Hang on a fucking minute. Actually, I have a bit of a... Do you remember all we ever had outside of a Wi-Fi signal was 3G and it worked?
Yeah. 5G doesn't, I know.
No, not even that. But then 4G came in and then, like, 3G just didn't fucking work anymore. Did they discontinue it? Or, like, what is the point of it now?
I don't know.
Why is it still in existence? Because it definitely did its job when it was around. And now we have 5G. And 5G...
Like, it's shaky.
It's kind of the same as 4G. I don't really notice the difference, to be honest. So are they going to, like, make 4G obsolete now? Like, is it just not going to work anymore? Or why do I still have 3G at the top of my fucking phone? Like, why are you still there and you do nothing?
Fair. It's a good question.
It's very weird. Like, I lived off 3G when I lived in Summerhill sometimes because the Wi-Fi was so shit.
Yeah.
And it definitely worked.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why don't you work now when if I'm in an underground car park?
Here I am in my underground car park. Very weird.
Like I said, this person has three. I don't know if they're all related, but I had a funeral a few weeks ago, doing rounds with my cousins, discovered one cousin was ordering non-alcoholic drinks on her round to make it cheaper for herself, but ordered doubles when it was anyone else's round.
Oh my God, I've heard this a million times.
Oh my God!
This is like common practice with stingy people. It's fucking bonkers.
Excuse me, it's fucking genius.
It's kind of genius. It's kind of genius.
Like, you're binging on other people's rounds and then just like, that's kind of genius.
That is kind of genius, but... outrageously stingy. I think it's absolutely. Do you know what's annoying? It's more the fact that I'm like, do you think that we're not thick? And so it's almost like they're like trying to see if you have the balls to say it to them. Do you get it's like a dare, you know? It's like, well, they're not gonna say anything to me. Are they gonna actually accuse me of doing what I'm doing? It's almost like, you know,
they can't arrest us all.
Yeah. But it's almost a bit like, it's like, go on, say it.
Yeah, I know.
Make this the most uncomfortable night out ever.
How did I would like to know how they copped it, because the practicality of that, like, she'd be ordering her double off. Whoever's like, right, my round, what's everybody having? Double vodka, 7-Up, whatever. But then she'd be going to the bar herself. How did anybody cop that?
Yeah.
I suppose if it was a short, it comes in a different glass if it's non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably hilarious.
Imagine I'd be like, is that 7-Up?
That's a genius. Yeah. Sorry. It is.
I mean, it's a money-making scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's
a Ponzi
scheme. Fucking pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme, actually. A friend of mine's on mat leave, the unpaid part of it now. In a conversation in relation to, quote unquote, treating yourself, he said, he being her partner, he said he had treated himself to new golf clubs. I asked her what her treat was. My father is trying to call me. He's wild with that man. I asked her what her treat was. He said her treat is heating in the house because he is now, quote unquote, picking up her slack on the bills.
I'm going to puke in my lap.
I know.
That somebody like this exists.
She told me that she does the grocery shopping and she can't afford meat, so she eats beans and chickpeas every day. But now he eats at work because he wants meat, but he won't buy it. She's still breastfeeding because he won't pay for formula when they can, quote unquote, get it for free.
Oh my God. And now she's fucking stuck with him. She has a child with him.
Her mental health is down the drain, to say the very least. I could go on and on and on and on about him, but the episode isn't long enough.
Oh my God. If you are listening, fucking Jesus Christ, get away from that.
That's genuinely financial abuse. Like,
absolutely not buying the baby formula
because you can, quote unquote, get it for free. I'd be like, but this is the issue.
Is this Andrew Tay?
But I think this. I saw this thing the other day, and it was like talking about how people speak about maternity leave and like the words and the language and how important it is that it's like, I'm going back to paid work to stay after.
Yeah,
maternity,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, you weren't just, and this is the thing, it's like, maternity, sure, Jesus, you get nearly a year off. Yeah, with a fucking baby.
Mate.
No creche fees for me and my partner, because I am taking on the slack of...
Actually, do you know what I saw?
Do you know?
Yeah, I saw somebody TikTok last night. It was very good, because I was like, Jesus, this person's very privileged. And by the end of it, it all made sense. She was like, oh, I just ordered presents for the nanny. We love her. She, you know, she does everything for the kids. We love her. For the chef. And who else? Who was it? For the cleaner. And here I was, like, in my head, I was going, Jesus, this is, wow, you have
this
money.
Is luxury. This is luxury. This is a life of luxury.
It's me. I'm the chef. I'm the nanny. I'm the cleaner. I order presents for myself. I was like, oh, fair fucking play to you. That was very smart. Now that was very good. TikTok, well done. You.
No, genuinely, it's like, do you ever see? I find it funny when you see. I love saying this around people. I love saying around men. I'm like, what did you get her for a push present? I fucking love it. Just to see the reaction. Just to see the reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what do you mean push presents?
What you mean?
And I'm like, I'm not saying that everybody has to get a push present, but I like to see the reaction. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people don't do push presents, but I love to see the male's reaction, because I'm like, I wonder now, are they going to go into a big long launch about why would they deserve a push present? Well, let me tell you, destroying your stomach or vagina for a child that is half yours, my friend. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's fucking go.
Like you say, it's more so the principle or the justification. It just says a lot about a person, whether they think it's justified or not. Like you say, not a lot of people even do push presents.
No, I don't think it's standard practice, but no. I love to see the reaction. I love to see the... Yeah. Because like some blokes are like, oh, whatever she wants, like, and I'm like, no, stunning,
yeah, lovely,
stunning. I'm like, no, there you go. But why would she get a poor night? What has she done?
Next question. You ask after he reacts like that, and did she orgasm when you? Did she at least get that?
Did she get that out of this fucking arrangement?
Because
it's seeming like
wild
she didn't.
To me that women don't need to orgasm to conceive.
I
wild.
Know. I know. Sure, we'd have no population.
We'd have no population.
No one to be. No one.
It would be like, it would
be
like
no
fucking
one.
The Walking Dead. The place would be
empty. Emptied out.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking madness.
That's a rough one. I have to say that's made
when
my
you
heart
think
hurt.
Of the fucking. Oh no, that is like we say, it's financial abuse. If you are listening, maybe just reconsider. Like your situation, and really,
but also she's really, 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 really not like she's very, very down, and very, very down about that. And that's going to obviously knock on your self-esteem. There's just, and that's what it, that's what financial abuse is that when it actually starts to like seep into your psyche and make you feel a certain way about like how you spend money, how you are to people and your relationship with them. Like, that's the fucked up part.
My fear is that when she does want to go back to work, is there going to be a problem about paying for childcare then?
But that's another thing. I'm like, the childcare, oh God, look, we'd be here all day debating it. It's actually,
well, that submitter even said she'd be here all day. You'd need a full episode on him. Like, that's just, and then it's the fact you're stuck with them then.
Yeah.
Well, you're not really, like, anybody.
No, you're not. You're never stuck with, you're never, ever stuck with anybody. And at the end of the day, a child only knows the love of their parents, whether that be one parent or two parent or all that other kind of stuff that comes into it. So never feel like you are stuck with a human being because you have another human being with them.
Well, it's not even that. It's more so, like, from the perspective of somebody who's been very fucking emotional during this pregnancy and considered becoming a single parent. Right? It's not that.
It was
that.
Definitely in my head.
A few times. It's not even that you feel like you're stuck with the person because you have a kid. It's like the prospect of leaving them and then still letting the kids see them, it's just like, oh, I don't really want that person raising my child without me there. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, there's
There's so many other factors. No, and I get that. Like, there's so many other factors. It's not just like a straight...
What's happening when I'm not there?
I can do it myself. I'm every woman. No. It's like, there is all of that. Like, they deserve to be able to be in their life. But then you're also like, am I supervising that? What's going on while I'm not there? Oh my God. I actually, if I'm viewing what it's like when I'm with you, so what's going to be like
exactly
when I'm not
when
with
you?
You
have the freedom of not having me to kind of step in and go, no, that's not the morals we're going with.
We're not flowing with that one. No. That's actually wrong. So
that's, yeah, thankfully, Jesus Christ, that phase
no,
is
we
over.
Don't kill cats, actually. We don't kill cats. Like,
we're not animals. Like, I don't believe I've ever committed bestiality, but you are going on like an animal. Do you know what I mean? Like, just fucking madness. We're going to continue this conversation on our Patreon for €6 a month. You get 5 extra episodes. The link is in the description, as always. I have an unpopular opinion before we go. Right, this isn't aimed at you, right? Don't think that this is aimed at you.
I don't want to hear it. But I'm too fragile.
No, you did do it today, though. So I don't want you going, oh my God, is this fucking... This is actually an observation I've had. And I've said it to you over the last few months. Having a lie-in after 10 o'clock... After half 10, crackdown vibes.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. I feel crackdown. I felt crackdown this morning, but then I was also like... Do you know what time I got to bed at on fucking Friday? 6 a.m.
Well, you text me so I know.
Yeah, I know. My friends were all getting up like fucking.
Going for walks on the beach.
And I felt, but you know why? Do you know why I was so fucking? I decided to come in. So finished up the party there at 5. Decided to go in. Tom woke up. So I decided to give him a debrief of the night from 5 till 6. He sat up with me for an hour listening to my shite. Me hammered. And him sitting there. Eye mask on. And fully conversed with me. Like, didn't even just be like, okay, yeah, I'll chat to you tomorrow. No, fully sat up and was like, okay, tell me the crack. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
I was going to say, Carly, you like, would
incredible.
Want to fucking chain him to your apartment so that he never leaves you. Like,
don't worry, he's already chained here. Like, don't worry, no.
He puts up with so much between you and your family. Like, you're insufferable.
Sorry. He puts up with so much, but he benefits so much. Let's not lie.
He does.
So, but it was so fun. I was honestly, and then I was like, oh my God. He was like, what? Because he didn't know what time it was. Sorry, I felt bad then because I felt like I had conned him. Yeah, he thought it was like maybe like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. Oh. What time is it? And I went, check the clock. And it's 10 to 6. He went, for fuck's sake. Sorry.
You would have fucked him out the window.
Oh, he would have been in the bin. Like, oh, lads. I would have put him into a wheelbarrow. But the problem is he gave me the attention. That's the issue. That's the issue. It's like he kind of sat up, and the minute he sat up, I was like, wah!
Yeah, that was, to be fair, that was his own mistake. Like, he should have known.
Yeah, like he sat up and I was like, Like, I was literally like, like rubbing my hands together. I was like, yeah, fucking go. I got somebody else I can shy talk to for an hour. I was almost going to go and make myself another drink. Come sit down and be like, well, so.
With little marks.
A few marks, yeah. No, and it was very bad. And it was very, very bad. Was also, don't make a spicy mark as your last drink of the night. It was so spicy. I was like, yeah.
Just, Carla, I'd be fucking telling you about your weird flavoured drinks all the time.
No, I know. I know. And I keep getting tagged in fucking weird combinations of food now. Thanks, listeners. Being like, this is something, some shit that you'd be on. Some shit that you'd like.
Here's dragonflies and frog spawn.
Do you know? And I was actually going to text you the other day. And I was going to be like, I am just currently making myself. I think it was when we were supposed to go and record. And then it didn't go down because of the fucking builders and the party and the X, Y, and Z. But I was going to text you and be like, I'm actually just going to go and make myself a ham, goat's cheese and cranberry croissant. Would you like one?
Like, yeah, fuck a bit of tumour, they're gonna
yeah,
really finish like, her off.
Welcome to my house, Jen. I'll make you some polenta.
Fuck's sake. Right, with that, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.